Borough President. The borough presidents are the chief executives of each borough. They have the power, for their boroughs, to consult with the mayor in the preparation of the annual executive budget, to make recommendations on budget priorities, capital projects, and other matters, to review land use decisions and proposed sites for city facilities, to monitor the delivery of city services and the performance of contracts, and to have legislation introduced in the city council. Borough presidents earn an annual salary of $160,000. Candidate list for Bronx Borough President. Ruben Diaz Jr., Democratic, Working Families. Mark Escoffery Bay, Independents, War Veterans. Carl Lawrence Lundgren, Green Party. The following Bronx Borough President candidate did not submit a profile for the voter guide. Elizabeth Perry, Republican, Conservative.
Ruben Diaz Jr.
Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Bronx Borough President.
Previous occupation.
New York State Assemblyman.
Education.
B.A. Lehman College.
Organizational affiliations.
Not applicable.
Prior public experience.
Bronx Borough President, 2009 to present. New York State Assemblyman, 1996 to 2009.
What is the most important issue in the Bronx you would address if elected?
The most important issue we continue to face is the economy. In my first 4 years as borough president, we've taken great strides to bring new business to the Bronx and to make it easier for our existing businesses to stay and grow. We've helped create thousands of new jobs in every corner of the Bronx while ensuring that those jobs are developed in a green, sustainable way. My office played a key role in the passage of the Fair Wages for New Yorkers Act, ensuring that heavily subsidized projects pay their employees a living wage. My record on the economy is clear, and during my next term, we will continue to strengthen our business climate.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
I will continue my advocacy on the East Bronx Metro North expansion project, which has the potential to completely transform several of our largest communities by bringing new transportation options to our borough. As borough president, I've funded dozens of our community's public schools, and my office will continue to use our capital funds to create the children of the Bronx the best possible education. We will also continue our focus on environmentally friendly development. My office will only fund projects which include a strong green component. This has been one of the hallmarks of my administration.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I hope my last 4 years as your borough president has earned your vote. During the last 4 years, I put forward a strong agenda in education, health, and economic development. Over the next 4 years, we will do even better, even bigger and better things. With the help and support of my neighbors, the great people of the Bronx, we'll have a great next 4 years as we advance our agenda and build a new Bronx.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Mark Escoffery Bay.
Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Small businessman.
Previous occupation.
Small businessman.
Education.
Attended Walton High School and Bronx Community College.
Organizational affiliations.
NAACP, Jamaican Progressive League, African Diaspora Parade and Festival, AFUS, African Friends of the United States.
Prior public experience.
Assembly 77 Democratic District Leader, Public School Parent Association, President, Public School Leadership Team Member, FLIA After School Drug Prevention Program President, African Diaspora Outreach Director.
What is the most important issue in the Bronx you would address if elected?
Education and economics.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Political integrity and accountability. Unfair ballot bumping. Unfair political dynasty.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I am not part of the political machinery which does not serve our community. I pledge the love and loyalty of my heart, the wisdom and courage of my mind, the strength and vigor of my body in the service of my fellow citizens, to stand up for justice, brotherhood, and peace, work diligently and creatively, think generously and honestly to advance the welfare of the people of the Bronx. I trust in God, I love the Bronx, and respect its laws. I will work hard and strive for all to get ahead. But get ahead or not, I will always do my best. I am a fighter that is powerful, inspiring, and unstoppable, and who will relentlessly fight for the people of the Bronx.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Carl Lawrence Lundgren.
Party enrolled in.
Green Party.
Current occupation.
Architectural drafting.
Previous occupations.
Sales associate and or buyer with Strauss Auto Parts, Butler Lumber, Century Lumber, Metropolitan Lumber. Kitchen designer with Metropolitan Lumber and Turalo Distributors. Paraprofessional, New York City Department of Education.
Education.
James Monroe High School, academic diploma and recipient of Regents Scholarship. 2 years at Herbert Lehman College, liberal arts. 5 years at New York Institute of Technology, architectural design and technology.
Organizational affiliations.
Former chair, current secretary, Bronx Greens. Steering committee member, Shut Down Indian Point Now. Member, Eco Action Committee, Green Party of the United States.
Prior public experience.
Green Party of New York State Committee Representative, 2004 to 2010. Chair, Bronx County Green Party, 2008 to present. 2010 Green Party candidate for New York State Assembly. 2012 Green Party candidate for New York State Senate.
What is the most important issue in the Bronx you would address if elected?
The Bronx is the poorest county in the U.S. It's the place one uses to get somewhere else. It's been used as a dumping ground in both the literal and figurative sense. When not ignored, it's been exploited by political and corporate forces from without and plundered by its own elected officials from within. Our biggest challenge is to stand up for ourselves and demand the resources and services we're denied.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Divestment from fossil fuels and nuclear energy, investment in green, sustainable energy, oversight of the police, an end to stop and frisk, strengthen tenants' rights, elected community, school, and planning boards.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
My life is the Bronx. My family came here in 1898. I've lived in Unionport since I was 14 months old. I went to school here from kindergarten to college. Most of my jobs have been here. I've ridden on every bus and subway line, driven on every highway, crossed every bridge, biked on every major road, and have been on, and sometimes in, every waterway here. I know the Bronx.
Not participating in the campaign finance program.